This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Armenia and Azerbaijan are attempting to preserve a new ceasefire in their conflict over Nagorno-Karabakh, a move that comes a week after Russia brokered truce frayed immediately after it took force. Both sides accuse one another of fresh attacks in violation of the brokered truce that had failed to halt the worst fighting in the south since the 1990s. Iran's foreign ministry says that a long-standing UN embargo on arms sales to and from Iran expired early Sunday, in line with the 2015 landmark nuclear deal. The embargo on the sale of arms to Iran was due to start expiring progressively beginning Sunday under the terms of the UN resolution. French police have arrested 9 people after a suspected Islamist sympathizer killed a schoolteacher in a Paris suburb on Friday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Anti-terrorism prosecutor Jean-Francois Ricard says an investigation for murder with a suspected terrorist motive had been opened. The suspect, who'd been granted a 10-year-old residency in France as a refugee in March and was not known to intelligence services, had been armed with a knife and an airsoft gun, which fires plastic pellets. Ricard added a text claiming responsibility for killing the teacher and a photograph were found on the suspect's phone. The suspect was shot dead after he failed to respond to orders to put down his arms and acted in a threatening manner. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Nigerians took to the streets Saturday to join mounting protests against police brutality. More than 10,000 demonstrators clogged roads, bringing the center of the economic hub to a standstill. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says a divided world has failed to rise to the challenge of fighting the novel coronavirus pandemic. He is warning a concerted action is needed to prevent millions of people pushed into poverty and hunger. This comes as millions of Europeans are facing tough new coronavirus restrictions as governments are stepping up efforts to slow the surge in infections. Meanwhile, protesters descended on central London Saturday as tighter restrictions to curb the spread of the virus went into effect. Reuters' Fred Katayama.
Hundreds of people took to the streets of central London Saturday to protest the new restrictions aimed at curbing the spread of the coronavirus. Protesters shunned face coverings as they marched along Oxford Street. Chanting freedom, they held posters bearing slogans against mandatory mask wearing.
It's about living, not just surviving. You know, we want to be able to enjoy our lives, not just be stuck at home or panicking to leave and go out.
The world's financial capital entered a tighter lockdown beginning midnight Friday as Prime Minister Boris Johnson tries to tackle an accelerating second wave.
That is Reuters' Fred Katayama reporting. New Zealand is confirming a new community case of COVID-19 2 weeks after Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern declared that the South Pacific nation had beat the virus again. The announcement came a day after Ardern's Labour Party won a landslide election victory, with their government's handling of the pandemic widely credited as a factor. U.S. President Donald Trump in Wisconsin wrapping up a busy day of campaigning in the Midwest, less than 3 weeks before the presidential election. His Democratic challenger, Joe Biden, kept a low profile Saturday in his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump is criticizing a fellow Republican, AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
President Trump is on the attack again on Twitter. The newest target is Republican Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska. Trump calls him a liability to the party and an embarrassment to his state. Sasse is up for re-election, and in a telephone town hall this week was asked why he's been willing to publicly criticize a president of his own party. Sasse responded that Trump has flirted with white supremacists, mocks Christian evangelicals in private, and, using a crasser phrase, tries to ingratiate himself to global dictators. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Thousands took to the streets across the United States for women's marches Saturday, issuing calls against President Trump and his conservative Supreme Court pick. The rallies ahead of the November 3rd election were inspired by the first women's march in Washington, a huge anti-Trump rally held a day after his 2017 convention.